Anyata.
Well, we go back further. I mean, there are some golden names of Italian tennis. And in fact, if you go to the Foro Italico, one of my favourite courts on the tour is named after an Italian giant of the game. But if you get his name wrong in terms of pronunciation, and I did it once in front of Peter Fleming, you get people very upset because he's highly regarded. I used to really annoy, that's a deep return from Sabianca, annoy Peter Fleming because he had this thing, it's Pietrangeli, Nicola Pietrangeli. And I used to go around saying, so yeah, tell me about this Pietrangeli bloke. He was furious. And actually, talking of butchering Italian names, I don't know if you were listening to Simon a bit earlier, Lady E.
There but for the grace of God go any of us, Marcus. That's all I would preface your comments with.
Again, go on the attack before somebody goes after you. But he was talking about, I had to think for a moment, somebody called Cioccoretto. Because I think he was attempting to refer to Cocchioretto, but he had a Cioccoretto.
Well, you have one after lunch on hot days, don't you?
Of course you do.
I'll have a Cioccoretto, two Mr. Whippies, and a 99.
Dreva serving 4-3, 30 love. Backhand return down the middle from Sabalenka. She's onto the forehand now, up the line. Straight back down the line by Andreeva. She's playing that crafty little drop shot again, but this time she doesn't get it quite right. It's a good tactic because clearly Sabalenka is struggling. She's not feeling great. Make her run if you're her opponent. She's now sort of clutching the bridge of her nose, Sabalenka, as she comes down to receive this next ball. But the drop shot tactic had worked a treat up until that point for Andreeva, who's ready again with the blue visor to protect her to some degree from the bright sunshine which is beating down from this lovely early summer's Parisian sky. Second serve, backhand from Sabalenka across court, down the line from Andreeva. That was a good plus one. Now she's going to test out Sabalenka's slice on her backhand, and she finds it wanting. Sabalenka goes long.
Well, you're absolutely right to highlight the fact that Andreeva just needs to keep her head here and almost disregard what's going on at the other end of the court and whether her opponent might be in some way below par in terms of how she's feeling or whether she's in some kind of discomfort, because those things can play with your mind, can distract you, and actually she just needs to focus on her own game right now.
Backhand returns long from Sabalenka. It's another hold for Mira Andreeva. Sabalenka has now got a serve to stay in the set, and based on what she's been doing with the serve so far today, you wouldn't really fancy her chances.
She's looking pretty disconsolate right now, if truth be told. She's just walking very slowly around the baseline.
That's a good first serve to get this game going, but she's missed it. Out wide, going to Andreeva's forehand. Second serve is down the middle. That was a good second serve, to be fair. It was blocked back into play, and then a terrific plus one forehand wins the point for Sabalenka.
And even that hasn't helped her mood, has it?
No.
Just still shrugging, looking up at the sky.
Do you know the player who I think must be really enjoying this as much as Andreeva? Sabalenka serves to the backhand, and then an off forehand winner. That's more like the Arena Sabalenka we've come to know, love and respect over the past few years. Sitting watching somewhere, Iga Swiatek has already seen Elena Rybakina lose. Rybakina, who's caused her all sorts of problems. Sabalenka is losing. That's a good serve, though, and she comes in and puts away the overhead. Terrific 1-2 punch. Three much better points for Sabalenka. Swiatek will, of course, take absolutely nothing for granted. She's got Coco Gauff in her semi-final. But if at the end of this, the other one is between Jasmine Paolini and Mira Andreeva, well, the woman who was a prohibitive favourite at the start of the fortnight is Andreeva, crunches a beautiful backhand return past Sabalenka, who was coming in behind her serve. If she was a prohibitive favourite at the start of the fortnight, I don't know how you would describe her going into the semi-finals. 40-15, long way to go, though, before that happens, of course.
Well, and if Sabalenka, for example, has taken a painkiller, if she's got I mean, it could be menstrual cramps. It could be something which, if she takes a painkiller, that might have an effect, make her feel better. Then things could change for Sabalenka.
Oh, that is the worst, I would suggest, of her double faults so far. She was looking to go down the middle with a second serve. It missed by a country mile. It's her fifth double. ...40-30, serving to the backhand, stays behind the baseline, hits up a high forehand inside in. Now she's got another high ball to deal with, and she puts it away. She holds, not necessarily with the greatest degree of assurance, but at this stage for Aryna Sabalenka, a hold is a hold. It's worth a bar of gold.
Beautifully done.
Thank you.
Up there with the frequent sinner winner rhymes. Oh. We may hear yes. through the rest of the week. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of tennis to be played. We do know that Sabalenka isn't feeling 100%. We know that because she's called the doctor. We don't know what's wrong with her, but as I said, it could be something that passes. It could be something that a painkiller works on. And Andreeva, of course, also has to manage her emotions if she gets close to the point where she might win this match. You know, you could see her starting to get a little nervous around the finish line. If she gets that far, she's still only 17, which we have to keep saying because she plays so well and she carries herself with such poise that a little bit like a Coco Gauff when she first broke through. I mean, she's not exactly a grandma at the age she is now, but she has that sort of prodigious poise.
Well, let's see if Mira Andreeva can retain her poise here as she serves for the first set at 5-4. As Sabalenka went down to the far end, she had another little chat, a rather negative-looking chat, it has to be said, in terms of her body language with her box. She's got a second serve to look at here. She's playing it on the forehand. Oh, she's crutched that.
And even a below par, Sabalenka is still a force to be reckoned with, because if she starts teeing off, she decides she wants to keep the point short, Andreeva will have to deal with an onslaught of power.
Yes, that was dismissive and effective in equal measure. Now she's onto the forehand again. Andreeva goes back down the line, just misses though.
Well, coupled with the power from Sabalenka, we've seen her just turn the notch up a little bit on that. We've also seen some outstanding drop shots from her so far at this tournament. As I said, she's adding strings to the bow, and it's a formidable instrument when it's playing well. A little bit out of tune still today.
Love 30, second serve. That's a deep return to the backhand. Now the forehand cross court from Sabalenka down the line from Andreeva. She's going to play a backhand shortish to the backhand side of Sabalenka, who looks to drive that one as well, but overhits it. I mean, she can hit a winner from anywhere. She came into the quarterfinals with more winners than anybody else on the women's side at Roland Garros, 118 of them altogether. But they're being interspersed with errors today and issues on the serve. 5-4, 15-30. Andreeva to the backhand. That was a good high kicking serve. Deep now from Andreeva, finding really good depth in this point. Now she plays the off forehand. Sabalenka's there across court. The drop shot from Andreeva. In comes Sabalenka. There's a big gap to exploit. And she finds it. And she's got break back points.
Still pulling facial expressions as if she's not feeling that great. But the level of tennis has certainly gone up, hasn't it? In probably the last 5 minutes or so from Sabalenka. Sabalenka just raising her racket to say she needed a couple more seconds before Andreeva served.
Although, of course, you have got to play to the speed of the server. I saw a junior being given a time violation for not doing that earlier today. Second serve to the backhand. Cross court and wide from Andreeva. And how quickly the situation can change in a tennis match. 2 or 3 minutes ago, Andreeva walked out to serve for the first set against an opponent who looked thoroughly miserable. And now suddenly they are back on terms and you're wondering what the fuss was about.
That's why we love this sport. You know, at the start of today, it would have been easy to look at the way Rybakina and Sabalenka have played this year and said, oh, well, that'll be four sets, you know, two sets each. Bang, bang, done. But it's really not worked like that at all.
In comes Sabalenka. It was a good serve that took Andreeva out wide, and she raced in and played a lovely little drop shot of her own with Andreeva marooned miles away.
And Sabalenka may yet win this match in straight sets, and the scoreline will belie what a battle it will have been.
She's ready. She serves to the backhand. Deep return. That hurried Sabalenka. Now the off forehand. Sabalenka's got herself back on terms with this rally, though. She's slicing on her backhand. Andreeva's coming in. She's playing a deep shot to the... Oh, well, it was two, but in fact, just beyond, I think, the Sabalenka baseline. The umpire's coming down to have another look. Arena is telling him where she thought it landed, and he disagrees with her. For the second time today, Sabalenka has misjudged where her opponent's ball has landed. Both times she was convinced, or at least she... Oh, wait a minute. Now I heard the word hindrance being noted there.
Yes, Andreeva... So, Andreeva just questioned what was going on. And the umpire then crossed the net just to explain to her, and he did, as you will have heard, use the word hindrance.
So they're replaying the point. Curious. Because we had a bit of controversy last night with a possible case of hindrance against Alcaraz, that Tsitsipas wasn't happy about. The Spaniard got away with that. Now, big backhand from Sabalenka. High defensive ball from Andreeva. It lands inside the court. The point continues. Off forehand from Andreeva, who's got a race across. Slice on a backhand. Short ball. Sabalenka should put it away. And she does. And then she bends over again. The exertion still causing her some physical issues, Eleanor.
Yes, I mean, there's definitely something is not right with her physically. She's battling through, and she's battling well. But we've just seen a shot of members of her team just looking a bit concerned, as well they might.
30 love, backhand return, right onto the baseline again. Sabalenka's not going to query that. And it enables Andreeva to come in with a little come on, you heard it. And she fired her backhand into the open court. She's actually finding terrific depth with her returns and indeed her ground strokes in general. It's causing Sabalenka all sorts of trouble.
Well, and that is really, really difficult to do against someone who hits the ball as hard as Sabalenka.
30-15, 5-all, if you're just joining us on Radio Roland Garros. High, high return. That's definitely landed just beyond the Sabalenka baseline. We will not have a problem with that one, although for a moment I was half expecting the umpire to clamber down off his chair again.
It was so high, wasn't it? Almost came down with snow on.
That's a quicker, flatter ball. And now the plus one drop shot's a beauty for the Sabalenka. Slice on the forehand. This time she turns to her box with a rather more positive expression. She's managed to hold. She's still clutching her stomach as she goes to sit down. But having served to stay in this... having seen her opponent serve to win the first set, in a moment she'll watch to see if Andreeva can serve to stay in it.
She actually looks as though she's in some kind of physical discomfort, as though she's experiencing pain in her stomach. I would stress it's guesswork. I have absolutely no medical qualifications, nor am I a mind reader. But we're just looking at what we can see and trying to give you that as much information so you can understand what's going on. We can try and understand what's going on. All is not right with Arina Sabalenka. That we know for sure. What we do know is that she has plenty of fight, and she's fighting her way back into this match.
Yeah. And, of course, we've got another example, although, sadly, the long-term denouement was not good for Novak Djokovic, but clearly struggling with that knee problem, and I believe a little bit of a bug as well. Somehow, he came back to win that match a couple of days ago. Sadly, of course, the MRI scan subsequently has forced him to pull out of Roland Garros, and now I read on social media it's not entirely reliable that the recovery period could well see him miss Wimbledon and the Olympics, which would be awful from his personal point of view, as Andreeva sends a wonderful winner down the line.
Well, there was a report in L'Equipe, of course, very well-respected sports daily here in France, from certainly it's a what I would call a very reliable source in terms of news outlets. They usually operate on good information. But I stress it's just a report that he's had arthroscopic surgery, and that to repair the tear, on the understanding that he won't be able to play Wimbledon, but to keep alive a chance of playing at the Olympics. So we shall wait and see. Presumably the Djokovic camp, if that is the case, will make some kind of statement at some stage. But not good news for Novak Djokovic.
I think it'll be fair to say, if he could only play one event in the whole of this year, it would be the Olympics. So as sad as he'll be to miss Wimbledon, if he can get himself fit to go in search of a gold medal, then all is not lost. But who would have thought just a few weeks ago that the only one of the big four for the last few years to play in Wimbledon 2024 would be Andy Murray. Now, forehand low and flat from Andreeva, deep to the forehand side of Sabalenka. She's there again, whipping a shorter angle to the forehand slice drop shot from Andreeva. Oh, yes! Conchita Martinez, with whom she's formed a really good bond so early in their working relationship, would have appreciated that. She said before the match, Conchita, who's very experienced and very successful as both a player and a coach, of course, that Andreeva's got to try everything. She's got to be aggressive, she's got to be subtle, she's got to believe. And there's every reason for her to do that at 5-6, 30-15. Backhand reply, another drop shot from Andreeva. Sabalenka's going to get to this one, but she's exposed and she's passed by the backhand volley. Took all her effort just to get to that drop shot. She scooped it back over the net, but Andreeva had all the time in the world to put away a very straightforward volley winner.
And Conchita Martinez, of course, well known on the tennis circuit, the 1994 Wimbledon champion, also had a long time on-off coaching relationship, a very successful one at that, with Garbiñe Muguruza, multiple Grand Slam champion. So she knows what it's all about. And she's also a very calm, relaxed, laid-back character. So,
just like you, actually.
Yeah, very similar.
Not like the Empress.
No, the Empress is a bundle of nervous energy all times.
Yeah, even when she's having those massages, apparently she's twitching and turning and barking instructions out.
Fiery, I'd say.
Very much so. Shortish ball here for Sabalenka. She's played a short angle to the sliced backhand of Andreeva, and now she's driving a ball up the line. Is Aryna Sabalenka for a clean winner? By the way, you say you have no medical knowledge. I've been attacked by a mosquito, and it's bit me in some pretty unpleasant places. And I'm just wondering what the best thing to do is.
Show it to someone else.
Ah, yes, so kind. Well, there's one for you on my. On the knuckle of my finger. It's unusual, isn't it? Strange mosquito to go there. Strange mosquito to go for me, to be honest. High ball from Andreeva. Back goes Sabalenka. She's going to let the ball bounce. She's going to fizz a forehand or a cross court and wide. You can hear from her the moment she made contact there that she got it wrong.
She's just slowly shaking her head, slowly walking back to the side of the court, walking to her towel box, taking her time. I think she's, as much as anything, just trying to keep a lid on her temperament, you know, not getting frustrated with the situation.
Well, into a tiebreak we go. Red Sox Devils come back from Perth in Australia. Already very forthright with his opinions. See what he's got to say in a moment. It's Sabalenka to get this tiebreak going. And slice forehand, cross court, down the line from Sabalenka. Up goes a high ball from Andreeva. Sabalenka goes behind the baseline, smashes, and smashes beautifully. There wasn't the raw power to which we've become accustomed from the Sabalenka racket, but sufficient power and real precision to give Andreeva no chance of getting that one back. Point one to the Belarusian, the two-time Australian Open champion. Andreeva, from the president's box end, misses with her first serve. We'll come to Red Sox's analysis of the situation in a moment. Second serve was actually very deep. It was good. It forced a miss hit on the return from Sabalenka. And Andreeva came in to finish off the point without any trouble whatsoever. He says, Eleanor, allow me to state the obvious, this is where we find out quite a bit about the character of players such as Sabalenka. It's how you go about things when the fate of tennis stroke sport has turned against you. And so far, he says, it's been gutsy stuff from her.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And no pun intended, presumably, considering she appears to be suffering from stomach pains.
I think there was a degree of deliberation in terms of that word, and there's some frustration here from Andreeva because she has double faulted. The mini break goes in favour of her opponent.
Peter has asked how full the stands are today. Actually, very full. I would say probably 4/5, do we think?
Yeah.
You know, one or two empty seats around the place, but not many.
Sabalenka at 2-1. She's got her back to us. She serves into the net. We're in our usual eerie on the 5th floor of the media centre with a fantastic view of a sunbaked court. A dark-haired Sabalenka throws up the ball, serves to the backhand, and it's driven straight back past her.
Well, that's a great way to recover when you've lost a mini break.
Thanks to Christine in York, who's rather more sympathetic to my plight regarding the mosquito bites than Lady Edna of Preston. Sabalenka looking to go out wide, her preferred serve to the juice court. She missed it. Line judge extended his right arm. We heard the call as well. The second serve, oh my goodness me, it was in a similar place. And it was perfect, in fact. It forced a hurried return into the net from Andreeva. Christine says, try taking an antihistamine hay fever tablet to stop the itching. Thank you, I will. I'll try and get some cream as well. Because the itching, once you start itching a mosquito bite, you're on a slippery slope, aren't you? Particularly where one of the bites is. Eleanor's making faces. Forehand cross court from Sabalenka. And a really short ball with no power from Andreeva, who then sliced on her backhand and misses. It's into the net. They're going to change ends, and the advantage is with Sabalenka. She leads by 4-2.
Well, Andreeva just tried to go down the line with the backhand again, and this time just hit it into the net, got it slightly wrong. Sabalenka with her nose in front. You don't feel like it's more than that. She's not running away with this tiebreaker. Andreeva, of course, with two serves to come, just the one mini break. So all still to play for in this first set.
The sun has dipped behind a cloud as Sabalenka returns on the forehand up the line from Andreeva. Now she's playing a strong backhand that's swished back into play by Sabalenka. Andreeva's come forward. She's going to play a little drop volley. Can Sabalenka get there? No, she can't.
A beautiful play there. The slice was brave. Slicing against Sabalenka, you do run the risk that she's just going to punish it with power. But on that occasion, it was beautifully struck, and the drop shot was absolutely wonderful, wasn't it? It barely bounced. Sabalenka is not slow around the court by any means. Just about got a despairing racket to it.
Still the advantage, though, with Sabalenka. She's got the mini break. Two serves to come now at 4-3. And the first of them is to the forehand. It's blocked back into play right onto the baseline. That depth, that excellent depth again from Andreeva. The forehand down the line from Sabalenka. Cross court from Andreeva. She's going back up the line with a backhand. Slice on the forehand from Sabalenka. Backhand cross court from Andreeva. She's got another mid-court ball. She's playing another drop shot. Sabalenka's going to get to this one, though. And she whips a winner with a forehand across court before bending over just in front of the umpire's chair.
Bending over, hands on thighs, taking couple of big gulps of breath, and now she's got a racket over her head, just stretching her arms out full. Perhaps trying to take on a little more air.
Yeah, doing everything she can to minimise the discomfort she is clearly feeling. But to use Red Sox's adjective in a proper way, it has been a gutsy performance from her. 2 points from taking the set. And then, just as she's about to serve, she stopped and thought she was going to begin coughing for a moment, but she's all right. Up goes the ball. Oh, it's a wild first serve. Trying to go down the tee. She then turns her back on Andreeva. Walks forward again. Looks up. The sun comes out. Three bounces of the ball. Up it goes. The serve to the forehand of Andreeva. It clipped the tape. A reminder, there is no electronic device attached to the tape. It's up to the umpire to call those particular decisions, which does seem a little bit strange. This serve is returned. Oh, it's an off-backhand winner. I can't believe it. It was right on the sideline. Sabalenka was right there. She didn't have time to do anything about it, and she looked down and she knew that return had hit its mark.
Well, Andreeva just hopping slightly to her right in order to give herself room to hammer that backhand. Such an acute angle, so beautifully struck. As you said, Sabalenka in the right place to hit it, but nowhere near getting it back.
So Andreeva has the mini break back for now. 4-5, second serve. Backhand return from Sabalenka is onto Andreeva's baseline, and then she crunches a huge backhand. Now she's coming in to put away a backhand drive volley, and she's screaming with delight as she brings up a couple of set points.
It's a guttural primeval scream from Aryna Sabalenka. Relief as much as anything. It's not been a comfortable hour for her. It's been profoundly uncomfortable and literally uncomfortable, clearly at times, but here she is on the brink of going a set up.
Andreeva misses with her first serve. She was about to, she actually began to toss the ball up for the second serve before that unfortunate intervention from somebody in the crowd. Now she's ready again. The second serve's in. Forehand return deep to the backhand side of Andreeva. Shorter ball for her to try and go down the line with. That's amazing. That's amazing from this super talented teenager going over the high part of the net. Backhand down the line winner when facing a set point.
Absolutely phenomenal. The forehand return from Sabalenka was not hit at half pace. It was not a mid-court ball, and yet Andreeva dealt with it absolutely beautifully and threaded the needle.
It's still set point, though, and this time on the Sabalenka serve. Misses with the first one. Andreeva just hammers the ball back up the other end of the court, where it is caught by a ball boy on the bounce. Here comes the second serve. Forehand return deep again to the backhand side of Sabalenka, who in turn puts it right into the corner of Andreeva's forehand side, then plays the drop shot. Andreeva can't get there in time. Desperate lunge, but the ball went wide. And Aryna Sabalenka, we know what a fantastic player she is with a full array of shots. But she has shown she can really fight when she has to. Andreeva is going straight off court. I wouldn't be entirely surprised if Sabalenka follows her. The court crew come on to start sweeping the court. There's going to be a change of line judges, possibly a change of ball boys and ball girls as well. Yes, Sabalenka is heading off too. An hour and 2 minutes. We had just about everything, Lady E.
We really did. And Sabalenka still does not look right. She's walking off very slowly, taking a little break, as you said. Just taking the opportunity now, having secured that first set against all odds, really. I mean, it was a battle, it was a tussle, and Andreeva should take a lot of credit from the way that she played that first set. But Sabalenka, I mean, that's what Grand Slam champions do. They fight. They find a way. We've seen that so many times down the years here at Roland Garros, and in all the biggest matches, and that's what Sabalenka did. She found a way, not playing well, not serving particularly well for great stretches of that match. But when it counted in the latter stages of that tiebreaker, she just found enough special talent and delivered.
Well, the service stats aren't great for either. Andreeva's winning just 53% of points on her first serve, 44 on the second. Sabalenka's got her first serve figure up to 62%, 43 on the second. One more winner, 19-18. Fair few unforced errors from both as well. A couple of other stats that are worth bearing in mind. This is a third meeting between the two players. Sabalenka has won the other two, both on clay in Madrid in back-to-back years. And also Sabalenka has not lost on clay to any player ranked outside the top 10 this year. So it does take a supreme effort. It tends to take somebody like Iga Świątek to beat her. And we know that she's made at least the semi-finals in her past six slams. She has no intention of letting that sequence come to an end. Andreeva is back already. We may have to wait a little longer for Sabalenka. If you are just joining us on Radio Roland Garros, I'm Marcus Buckland. Delighted to have your company wherever you are in the world. Eleanor Preston is alongside me. We have already seen Jasmine Paolini come through somewhat surprisingly against an out of sorts, it has to be said, Elena Rybakina. And I know there are some bugs going about the place, particularly amongst the British juniors. I don't know whether they have, or whether the bug has sort of infiltrated into higher echelons, as it were.
We don't know. It'd be interesting to hear what Elena Rybakina says in her post-match press conference, if she says that she hasn't been feeling well, because, as you said, out of sorts is exactly how I would describe it, and it's how I would describe this performance from Aryna Sabalenka too. As I said, she clung on, she found a way, she turned the dial up when she needed to. But she clearly is not feeling at 100%. And Andreeva is not out of this by any stretch of the imagination. That 17-year-old just needs to tell herself that. She.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you from 12 local time, broadcasting live from Paris and bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Played very, very well in that first set at times.
Well, we're underway in the second and Sabalenka's having to defend for her life, and it works. She forces the extra shot from Andreeva, who goes into the net. Thank you for all those who are showing concern for me today. I don't get any of that from the team.
Oh, have you got a hurty?
Well, yes. Zachary says, I thought that scream which we heard from Sabalenka a few moments ago was the mosquito and a paroxysm of regret. W says, rub some salt and water over the mosquito bite to reduce the swelling and itchiness. I might get Eleanor to do that, particularly with the one that's hard to access.
Zach says, that mosquito is somewhere questioning its life choices.
And Tessa says, I've read mosquitoes are more likely to bite certain blood types than others. They prefer the O blood type. Well, I don't even know. That's poor. Do you know what blood type you are? As Sabalenka goes long with a very awkward-looking forehand down the line.
I think I'm an O.
Ah, well, watch out for the mozzies.
I do. I am fairly susceptible. Just a little moment of danger at the start of this second set for Mira Andreeva. Having lost that first set, might be a danger that she feels a little despondent and a little disappointed. It would be perfectly natural,
yeah,
to have a little dip at the start of the second set, but it could be very, very costly for her.
Well, she's missed with the backhand as she tries to go down the line. It would be understandable at the age of 17, you're playing in your first Grand Slam quarterfinal. You served for that first set against an opponent who was clearly troubled, be it physically or for whatever reason, and you weren't quite able to take advantage. And now she is facing two break points right at the start of the second set, and she's missed as she looks for a big first serve down the tee. Silence inside Chatrey as Sabalenka steps in and hammers a four-hound winner. And this is going to be a real test now for Mira Andreeva. Of that, there's absolutely no doubt. She has excelled at times. The way she saved the first set point, I will not forget in a hurry. But she's had a chance, a big chance. She hasn't been able to take it, and now a set and a breakdown against the world number two, a player who was number one not that long ago, leaves her with a fair mountain to climb.
It does, but Sabalenka's play in that first set was patchy. We do know that she isn't at 100%. Andreeva will know that too.
You also wonder, though, if whatever the medics gave Sabalenka are starting to have an effect now as she clips the top of the tape and sees the ball go just wide.
Well, as I said, she looked in genuine pain and it appeared to be some sort of stomach problem. So if it was something in which a painkiller might work, then it would make sense that she's starting to feel a bit better and play a bit better.
One love, but love 15. From the president's box end, backhand return from Andreeva. Big driven backhand from Sabalenka. Shorter ball now. She slices the drop shot. Andreeva gets there but can't get the ball over the net. Nearly demolishes her racket.
Yes, just a little swipe of the racket. You would have heard the click of the racket hitting the court. No damage done. Although she is having a little surreptitious glance at it just to make sure she hasn't cracked it.
And there was a close-up of Conchita Martinez, who's been talking about the characteristics of Andreeva. First serve is just long. She says, look, she's 17, but she's been brought up beautifully. She's always polite. She says hello, good morning to everybody. Conchita hopes she stays that humble. She says occasionally she likes to joke around, you know, highlight the fact that she is only 17, but and she can switch just like that and be ultra serious. She's slicing a forehand return long.
Well, I might be old-fashioned, but I absolutely love that Conchita highlighted politeness and being a good professional by being polite, being nice to people, saying please and thank you. Such an important facet of being in the public eye, and I think and we know that Andreeva is a significant talent and she will be in the public eye in tennis. For me, there's no doubt about that.
Terrific play from Sabalenka. Good serve. And then as Andreeva moved to her right, Sabalenka went back across court on her backhand wing. Clean winner. So she goes from love 15 in this game to 40-15. This to consolidate the early break in the second set.
Something we've seen with Rafael Nadal. He's a really good example of that. When, as you know, having interviewed him, and I know having seen him around backstage at tournaments, if you like, always polite to everybody, always says please and thank you, walks into a room and says hello to every person in it.
Yep, absolutely. Slice backhand now from Sabalenka, and she knew she'd opened herself up to a counter-attack there from Andreeva, and sure enough she stepped in and clubbed a winner into the open court. The come-on was from her, 40-30. Yeah, I mean, it's not difficult to be like that. It's amazing. I'm afraid to say how many people in the world are not like that, though. 40-30. Sun dips behind a cloud and Sabalenka misses on her first serve.
I have to say Roger Federer was also always very much like that in my experience.
Absolutely.
And there
delight.
Are lots of yep. really good examples. It's just interesting that Conchita highlighted that particularly.
Off forehand. Oh, yes. Return winner from Andreeva, who clenches her fist after that. She's back from 40-15 to juice.
All in all, there just is a lot to be excited about with Andreeva. And as I said, she's a phenomenal young talent and very much not the finished article. And I think that's what's the most exciting thing. This is what she's like at 17, with relatively small amounts of experience at the very, very top.
Really impressed with her depth. And once again, she's got Sabalenka into a spot of bother. She's playing the drop shot. Sabalenka lunges at it with a forehand. Couldn't get there. Yeah, I mean, she's creating these little traps that Sabalenka can't help but blunder into at times.
Yes, and that's where the comparison, I think, with Martina Hingis comes in. Andreeva hits the ball a good deal harder than Hingis did, but time has also moved on, and everybody's hitting the ball a lot harder these days. But she has, to me, shown signs of that tennis brain.
Chance to break back here. Sorry, Eleanor, this is important. Wild first serve.
Yeah, I was just going to say that thinking two or three shots ahead.
Deep breath from Sabalenka. She's ready. Rocks back. Bends her back. Serves to the backhand and a forehand down the middle of the court from Andreeva. Backhand deep onto the baseline. Now the drop shot from Sabalenka. Andreeva gets there and passes her with a backhand down the line. And from 40-15, Sabalenka's been broken again. We're back on serve in this second set at 1-1. And all that after the drama of the first set, which Sabalenka eventually took by 7-5 in a tiebreak.
Well, regrouping well there, Andreeva. Not allowing the loss of her serve in the opening game to upset her or throw her off balance. Just back to business.
But as we always say, you know, you break somebody, you've got to consolidate that by holding on to your serve. And that's been a problem for both these players so far. Although if she carries on serving like that, Vera Andreeva, she won't have any problems. It's an ace right down the middle. It doubles her tally in that department for the afternoon.
Well, shadows on the court now. The sun is not quite overhead, but it's been a warm, sunny day here. Slightly humid.
Body serve, good deep return from Sabalenka. As Andreeva then pins one to the Sabalenka backhand and she's slicing awkwardly, a little off balance, it's going wide. It's 30 love. Max Wadsworth, aka the Earl of Barnes, our unofficial statistician, has come up with another absolute beauty, Eleanor, which I'll read out in just a moment. Another slice return. It was like a Jabur-like return drop shot from Sabalenka, but Andreeva read it, came in, tested her more experienced opponent on the backhand side, and her lob went long, so 40 love. Max says that Sabalenka and Chris Evert are the only two women in the Open era to win their first eight or more Grand Slam quarterfinals. That's not the remarkable bit, obviously. Sabalenka has won her first eight. Chris Evert won her first 48. Can you believe it? As the plus one on the forehand side from Andreeva is into the net. You win your first 48 quarterfinals.
The stats around Chris Evert, especially on clay, are absolutely extraordinary. I do sometimes think we don't talk about Chris Evert enough in terms of what she achieved in the game. And the standard that she set, and the records, some of which will never be broken.
Andreeva's not going to be broken here because the backhand from Sabalenka on the return is long. They sit down, Andreeva leading by 2-1 in the second set, having lost the first in a tiebreak. Let me tell you that the Tsitsipas brothers are in men's doubles action on court Suzanne Longlen against Guinard and Jacques of France. And they've begun well. Tsitsipas and Tsitsipas are 3-1 up and serving at 40 love in the first set. We've got a women's doubles match. That's a quarterfinal on court Simon Mathieu, due to start shortly. Emma Navarro, who was put in her place by Irina Sabalenka in the singles a couple of days ago, is playing with Schneider against the aforementioned Sara Irani and Jasmine Paolini. Busy day for her.
Yeah, and Diana Schneider actually... a really interesting rising star. She's played college tennis. She's, I think, still only 19. Won her first WTA 250 event in Thailand earlier this year in February. Played extremely well. Hits the ball with some clout. I think she's one to keep an eye on.
And we'll also, from a British point of view, sorry to be a little partisan, keep an eye on Alfie Hewitt and Gordon Reid, who are in wheelchair action on court 13 against the Dutch combination of Ekberink and Scheffers.
Worth bearing in mind that in addition to the Olympics here at Roland Garros, also a couple of weeks later, the Paralympics. And a lot of the wheelchair players here will be looking to get their games into gear, ready to try and win some Paralympic medals for their country.
And don't forget, for all the latest scores, the results, the draws, the stories, the features, and us, best place to go if you haven't already done so is the official app. Just download that. Wherever you go, our voices can follow you, and you can keep absolutely up to date with everything that's happening at Roland Garros 2024. You can go to the website as well.
Sabalenka's just changed her racket again. That was a slight delay while she went back to her bag and chose a different racket. Now, slight question over this call. Andreeva's pointed to the mark. Sabalenka's asked for clarification from the umpire, and it's duly arrived that it was out.
Yep. He's been kept busy, the umpire, with the camera growing out of his ear. Andy Murray was very dismissive about that new piece of technology a couple of days ago. Sabalenka's second serve sits up, and it wasn't perhaps taken full advantage of by Andreeva. And in comes Sabalenka, as casually as you like, to put away a forehand volley, but then squats down again. Whatever is ailing her is still clearly a big cause for concern. That was the most casual of forehands, admittedly, into the open court from Sabalenka.
Yeah, still just slightly shaking her head a little bit, as if something is bothering her. And as you said, just went down on her haunches briefly. Whatever it is, it's not gone away.
That's a good serve, though, out wide and off balance. The return from the backhand wing of Andreeva is long.
Which is why it's so important that Andreeva did just get back on serve in this second set. Just keep forcing Sabalenka to play another shot and another shot and another shot.
Off return on the backhand side was really well struck by Andreeva, who's come to the net now. And although Sabalenka attempted to pass her with a low fizzer, Andreeva held her ground and knifed away a really nice volley for the winner.
It's interesting that both their previous matches, both of which I think Sabalenka's won, both came in Madrid.
Yeah.
Where it's a very particular type of play in Madrid, isn't it? It's probably somewhat heavier and slower than it is here.
And you've got the altitude, of course, as well in Madrid, which certainly suits some players better than others. Deep return again. What a terrific return. The depth on return from Andreeva has been fantastic, and it's really frustrating Sabalenka. It forced an error, and it's 30-all.
Well, just a little hint of an opportunity here for Andreeva. As we said, so important that she's managed to stay in touch with Sabalenka in this second set. Has the scoreboard pressure of serving first.
Slice back into play from Andreeva. The drop shot from Sabalenka, and she has been passed. Andreeva read the situation again, slid in, and guided the ball down the line past a despairing Sabalenka. And it's 30-40.
Sabalenka just threw the ball behind her in disgust. Had enough of you.
Big chance here for Andreeva. Backhand return. This time it's long. The ball kicked up at her. It was a good serve.
Yeah, certainly one of the better serves that Sabalenka's hit in the match, actually. It was clever, deceptively so. And vital.
Chatrier crowd are captivated by this. Sabalenka goes for the brawn down the middle. One, two, three. Well, two ball boys and a ball girl fancy their chances of getting it. It was the ball girl position just by the umpire's chair who won that little battle. Second serve now. Forehand return. Oh, well, she went for that one. It was a little bit wild. Perhaps a little optimistic. Flew beyond the baseline.
Well, I think she went on the attack with it. And there are good errors and bad errors. And to me, that was a good error because she was going for it. She knew exactly what she wanted to do. Just slightly overhit it.
Game point now for Sabalenka. And that's wide. And as soon as she hit that, she just lifted her racket up to the right. Another sign of the frustration that she's not getting the serve to work on a regular basis. And that's meaning a lot more work. Oh, that really kicked up as well. But the return's in play. Forehand, well, she tried to go down the line there, Andreeva. Did really well, actually, to deal with a high-kicking serve.
Somehow got the ball back into play and actually got it back into play in quite an awkward place and an awkward trajectory. So it's a bit of a shame that actually she missed the follow-up, which was probably the less difficult shot.
So Sabalenka survives that service game. We'll level at 2-2. This match has been going for an hour and 22 minutes. Jasmine Paolini awaiting the winner after her three sets victory against Elena Rybakina. Of course, other half of the draw has seen Iga Swiatek go through to play Coco Gauff. Looking forward to that one, but can anybody stop Swiatek after that scare against Naomi Osaka at the start of the championships, which merely seemed to stiffen her resolve?
Well, I think in some ways it played her in, didn't it? Played her into form. She's looked pretty much flawless since then.
She's looked terrifying in a very positive way from her. She's the pulveriser, of course. That's a lovely 1-2 punch from Andreeva. Good serve. Forehand cross court, a winner. She's won the first 2 points of this fifth game of the second set with the minimum of fuss.
Peter says, I completely agree about how nice Mira Andreeva is. I met her at the US Open last year after she'd lost to Coco Gauff, and she was super sweet and gracious. I'm currently wearing my baseball cap with her autograph on it, rooting for a comeback.
Well, she's doing her best. That won't help. Double fault. That is her sixth of the contest. One more than Sabalenka. We had a whole host of those right at the start of the match. I think there were six after the first four games. So 2-all, 30-15, as a pigeon just drops down in front of us. First serve misses. Did I tell you that a dog stopped play on one of the outside courts today, Eleanor? First time I've ever seen that. Second serve, it's going to be attacked. Off forehand winner from Sabalenka. That set up. I'll shut up.
Well, it's not coming back, that's for sure.
That dog might not come back to Roland Garros either, because it was summarily taken off the court, although not in an unpleasant way as I thought was going to happen. A backhand return into the net from Sabalenka. I mean, it appeared from nowhere, this dog. I was watching a couple of British juniors, and suddenly there's a bit of commotion, and there's a dog on the court. I honestly don't know. I thought it burrowed its way up through the clay. And then a gentleman was trying to pick it up by its neck and lift it over the advertising hoardings, which are quite high. And that would have not done the dog any good whatsoever. Slice on the forehand, extravagant slice from Sabalenka. Then she flattens out her forehand to the backhand of her opponent. Slice on the backhand now from Sabalenka. She's there again going, oh, yes, has she found that? No, she hasn't. She went across court with the backhand. It must have just missed the line. Andreeva has pointed to where the ball landed. Sabalenka is still coming forward to have a closer look at it. She's still coming forward. As Andreeva has gone back to her chair, she's comfortable that she's held the serve. The umpire's come down to have a look, says, Arena, sorry, game's over.
I like the assurance of Mira Andreeva there, just ignoring anything else that was going on, trotting back to her chair. Well, I know it was out. It's fine. Do you do what you like.
She was already back sitting in her chair drinking as Sabalenka ever so slowly moved closer and closer to the net to have another look before persuading the umpire to come and do so, but to no avail. So, five games into the second set, on serve at 2-3. Sabalenka took the first by 7-5. So we're thinking, what is going to happen to this dog? And then the umpire, to her great credit, leapt down off her chair, went across. The dog did have a lead, got the lead, and just very calmly walked the dog off the court.
And was there a ball kid behind with a little roll of plastic bags, just in case?
Well, they didn't. Fortunately, that wasn't required. I just, for the life of me, do not know how that dog got onto the court.
Well, I presume, I'm not sure that you're allowed dogs in the grounds unless, you know, they're a guide dog or for, you know, some sort of therapy dog. I believe you can't have dogs in here. But we are in a residential area here at Roland Garros, and we are next to a park. So it's possible that the dog escaped its owner and went for a little wander and found lots of nice people and a couple of tennis courts. And do you know what we have on tennis courts that dogs rather like? Tennis balls.
Yes.
So quite understandable that if you're a dog, you'd quite fancy a trip to Roland Garros.
Well, it was resolved satisfactorily, and play now continues here on Chatre in the sunshine again. It should have been a fairly straightforward 1-2 punch from Sabalenka. Good serve, opened up the court, but she hit her plus one beyond the baseline of Mira Andreeva.
Well, we have had a couple of tournaments that have used dogs as ball kids, if you like.
Really?
I'm not going to remember which ones right now, but we have.
That sounds a recipe for disaster, I have to say, as Andreeva comes in and angles away a really nice little backhand. Sabalenka was out of position. Andreeva's shown so much court craft, awareness and composure for someone so young. And it's love 30 on the Sabalenka serve, and she's looking really miserable and fed up again. She's just had a look at one ball and thrown it away. Now she gets another, and that walk back to her position to serve looked agonizing. 2-3, love 30. And she's again with the first serve. I have to say that once she pulled her way through that first set tiebreak and then took an early advantage in this second set, I thought she was going to be fairly comfortable. Not a bit of it. Deep return again from Andreeva. Off forehand, and Sabalenka doesn't even move for it.
And again, you heard the howl of frustration and anguish from Sabalenka. I think we have to give credit for Mira Andreeva. As you can hear, Sabalenka just... I don't think that she's berating her team. I think she's just allowing that frustration out. But Andreeva, as I said, deserves credit for the fact that she did hang in there at the start of the second set. She didn't allow Sabalenka to run away with it once she'd broken serve, broke back straight away, went about her business, held serve, and that's why she's got the pressure here.
And now the drop shot from Sabalenka with a plus one has gone wide. She has then smashed the other ball that was in her pocket out of the snatch. You've always got to be careful there, because if you hit somebody, you're in potential trouble. Broken to love, it's 4-2 to Andreeva, and Sabalenka, in terms of her physical condition, looks as bad now as at any stage during the day. She's now having a word with the umpire.
She motioned in a sort of circular motion with her hand there. Not quite sure what that was about, but I'm sure we'll find out.
Well, Andreeva has a chance again, but let's remind you all that she served for the first set. Didn't close it out, so she's got to be careful. Now she has double-faulted with her first point of the seventh game.
Yeah, she hasn't been consistent on serve. Neither player has, but... most important thing for Andreeva is just to keep her head, keep doing what she's been doing. She's done a lot right so far in this match.
Other clouds rolled over, which is probably very good news for Sabalenka in particular, just cooling things down a touch as Andreeva's first serve goes into the net. Aaron, 30 minutes for this quarterfinal. Possibly only halfway through the match as Andreeva finds another wonderful backhand winner down the line.
That backhand is very, very classy, isn't it? It's a beautiful, smooth, seemingly effortless shot.
Fifteen all. Forehand return. That was a much better shot to start this point from Sabalenka, and that's an even better one to end it. Backhand winner up the line as she goes down onto her knees again. Painful to watch. Must be incredibly painful for her, because you don't tend to see this sort of thing from Aryna Sabalenka. 15-30. Body serve. The return is on the baseline. Up goes a high loopy forehand from Andreeva. The off forehand from Sabalenka. Now she's flicking a backhand that caught the tape, but the point continues. Slice on the backhand side from Andreeva. Now she's slicing on the forehand down the middle of the court. Andreeva's there winding up, or rather Sabalenka was winding up a big forehand. Now she plays the forehand drop shot. Andreeva's getting there. She drops her back. She's going to get past. Well, Sabalenka had all the time in the world to put that ball away, but she took out a little bit of that anger, I think, by absolutely smashing that ball into the open court.
Yes, Andreeva perhaps not choosing quite the right shot there, but partly because Sabalenka did a great job of drawing her in. Andreeva just needed to hit a better drop shot than the one she did. As you said, the finish from Sabalenka was ferocious.
Break back points. Sabalenka, by the way, went to the back of the court again and squatted down. Second serve, she's playing the forehand chip return. Short ball across court from Andreeva, who then has to get to a drop shot and fall. She's so frustrated because she got there, but she put too much angle on her return. So she's been broken back. She's going to sit down. Sabalenka's heading towards the box where her towel is, but also